This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, check us out live right now, YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click us on, join us on live chat. Love to see what it is that you can bring to the table. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. You'll see us right on the front page there. Go ahead and click us on and join us on live chat. If at any time you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you know how this goes. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Got it? The Bible is the rock upon which, what? Our republic rests. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, friends. He understood common law. You look at the Declaration of Independence, we can look at the seedbed, just at the Minnesota State Capitol just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. What do I see there? Moses above the heads of the Supreme Court chambers, friends, awaiting the divine law. And what do I see on the way out? Where the law ends, tyranny begins. That was written by John Locke, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, the authors of English Common Law, which we are based upon. Now, friends, I've got much to cover here, okay? We're going to be talking about how 93% of the Muslims in office today in America, did you know that they do not express support for the U.S. Constitution that they swore to uphold? Of course they don't. Folks, I can tell you until I'm blue in the face. You can find fault with me all day long, but I want to tell you one thing that's coming from this pulpit, from this microphone, is the truth that most people don't want to hear. They want to ignore. But I want to tell you something. This is a problem you're not going to be able to run from. As a matter of fact, in just a couple minutes here, we're going to pull up my friend Robert Carrillo, who has much experience down there, and he's going to awaken the American people as to what's happening here in the state of Minnesota, and rest assured it's coming to your city as well. But we got a couple things we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes. Before we do that, Terror Tide Care, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Terror Tide Care, and Hate Group SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, join forces to intimidate those that give money to organizations to cut funding to pro-freedom groups. Isn't this interesting? We see the devil tying tails now. Do you remember when Herod and Pontius Pilate, they were at enmity one against another in Scripture? And when it was time to crucify the Christ, they became friends. That's exactly right. Folks, they're joining forces, the enemy is. And they are. The enemies are joining forces to put out the light that we have, America. Why? Because they haven't learned from history yet. They haven't realized these fools that are allied in a covenant of hell and a covenant of death that will be disannulled again. They have not learned from history. They think that they're going to get one over on the Most High God this time. That's laughable. Just think about that. Put that into perspective, right? Terror Tide Care. Terror Tide Care. Known. Well known. We just found out that the President of the United States of America has three times that of Barack Hussein Obama funded terror-tied organizations in America. We just found this out. Judicial Watch reported that. Just reminding those that didn't get the memo. But we have Terror Tide Care and hate group, the SPLC, joined forces to intimidate those that give money to organizations because they want to cut funding to pro-freedom groups. They want to dare the justice of God. They're also daring the justice of patriot Christians in this country and not in that order. Friends, remember who CARE, not only who CARE is, but also remember who Southern Poverty Law Center is. Listen carefully, okay? And they have a hate group map online. In other words, they have a map of the people that take the time and have the internal fortitude to stand up against the crimes of the likes of a Southern Poverty Law Center, they call themselves. Listen to what Mark Potok said. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. Listen to what he said. He told on himself. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. And yet there are people abroad in this country, few though they be, that still believe that somehow or another Southern Poverty Law Center and CARE are legitimate organizations. What is it that they need to do before you figure it out? How many crimes do they need to commit, friends, before you figure out that they are transgressing law? In other words, equal criminals, right? They're diversive and they're subversive to the U.S. Constitution in so many different ways. We're going to be teeing this up in just a couple minutes, and Bob's going to knock it out of the park. Friends, concerning again what's going on here in the state of Minnesota, because rest assured it's happening all across the country. And what we're going to get to is the main topic is 93% of Muslims in some sort of government capacity. They are incumbent now. They do not express support for the U.S. Constitution. Does this come as a surprise, America? Really? I mean, do you really want to just turn your back on what's going on here to your own demise? Because it will be. The fact of the matter is 93% of these Muslims that are incumbent in the United States of America, they swore with their hand on the Quran to their God, friends. That they will serve him above the U.S. Constitution. Ask Mustafa Carroll, CARE director out of Texas, who said, listen, if you're a practicing Muslim, you're above the laws of the United States of America. Is this how they act? Of course they are. Is this exactly what we're seeing from CARE? Is this exactly what we're seeing with now SPLC? Yeah, they've been doing this for a long time. Where do they have lawful standing? Can I ask you that question? Where do these organizations have lawful standing? Who delegated authority to our representatives? Remember, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed. Who delegated them authority to establish organizations that are at war with who we are, at our Christian heritage, at war with our U.S. Constitution? Because I didn't do it. Well, then the question is how is it that they're there doing the things that they're doing? Because the American people who are the government in this country are derelict of duty. And what we need to do is get back to the U.S. Constitution and enforce the laws and deal with these subversives in American government and let them know that we the people, all 325.7 million of us, are not going to roll over the face or in the face of those that mean to trample the blood of our Christ first and foremost, and we are not going to allow them to trample the blood and dishonor the sacrifice that was given unto us that we might have the freedoms today. It's time that Americans, Christian, patriotic Americans, stand up and lawfully deal with these issues. And friends, quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of talking about it, right? I've been doing this for 23 years now. We need some help. Get in the fight. There's never been a better time to do so. Bob Carrillo on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A smart investment for your business.
Right now at Staples, you can earn 30% back in rewards when you buy $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
So you stock up on ink and earn big rewards that can come in handy for your business.
But hurry, this 30% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 3/14/20. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/30in rewards for details.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, line upon line, precept upon precept. Talk to my friend Robert Carrillo. He is on air with us right now, and I promised him, because he has the gift of gab as well, that I'm going to tee him up and I'm going to let him go. But before I do that, Bob, you are there, correct, sir?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Yes, Bob, will you do me a favor, and will you give the people a little bit of history as to who you are so they can understand the weight that you carry concerning the topic, please?
Yes, certainly. I served for 6 years on the Commissioner's Advisory Committee to the Minnesota Department of Human Services, and another 10 years in overlapping task force projects connected with the Minnesota DHS as well as Supreme Court. I used to host a weekly radio program for 8 years on KDWA Radio, and unfortunately I know more about a subject matter relating to this topic than I ever wanted to know about anything in my life. And everything you said to lead us to this conversation today, if these idiots have their way with regard to House File 3837, and there's no Senate file number yet, but it's coming. If they have their way, then everything you just said and what I'm about to say shortly will be deemed a hate speech or hate crime. And that's no joke. These people are on the move. I have been tracking Keith Ellison's behavior and his so-called listening sessions. I call them the shame and blame all Minnesotans and call them nothing but racists and Islamophobes, et cetera, tour for the last 10 months. And I filmed him. I recorded him. He hates my camera. He hates my recording equipment, and because he's running from the truth. And the truth is he's trying to reconstitute what he failed to achieve when he was a U.S. congressman, which was House File 569, House File Resolution 569, when it was a blasphemy law when he was in Congress. This is an all-on assault of every decent Minnesotan out there as we speak. They intend, per this bill, this is how insane this has gotten, to create a brand new quasi group of law enforcement agencies and legitimized them, called the Alternative Community Reporting Groups. I call it the brown shirts. And I'm not joking. It's just
That's
that
right.
serious. And they want to appoint people like Jelani Hussein and Minnesota Care on as one of those alternative community reporting groups. In other words, if they point a finger at you and me and say that they're offended by what we had to say, then they can report that to the Minnesota Department of Human Rights, have us investigated and charged.
That's right. We're seeing this in Canada, and we've seen the warning signs in that country for the last 10 years. You look at Canada, the first thing they did is they advocated the homosexual agenda. Once they did that, what was right on their heels? Well, we see it right now through Mr. Trudeau out there, who is not only worshiping with the Muslims, but he's also an admitted homosexual. So I'm saying that for the very purpose that people understand that once you begin to advocate what God condemns, you better understand that the enemy's coming right behind it, and it's exactly what's happening in this country. I was just at the state capitol about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Bob, and I went up to the third floor, and I knew what I was getting myself in for, but it was interesting how the Minnesota Historical Society brought forth these touring rooms, and this was supposed to stay up for 2 weeks, and it's interesting, 4 years later, it's still there, and while I was up there, the one that was giving us the tour asked me the question, and my sons, so what is it that the Somalis have to do with Minnesota history? And there was a pause for about 10-15 seconds, and then all of a sudden he said, absolutely nothing. Well, what are they doing in the state capitol, Bob?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I look at people like Senator Ron Latz and Representative Frank Hornstein, I'm looking at people, in my view, who are traitors to every decent Minnesotan out there, who, frankly, are very naive people, very decent people for the most part in Minnesota, who are being taken to the cleaners with regard to this nonsense, and they have co-opted every major office in this state, from the governor's office with Waltz, the Secretary of State's office, Mr. Voter Fraud Specialist, Steve Simon, as well as the Minnesota Attorney General's Office, Keith Ellison. In fact, when they held their press conference last week on the 4th, he didn't even have the courage to walk out on that stage with Latz and Hornstein. And guess who was standing behind the whole group? Jelani Hussein with Minnesota Care. It's unbelievable. And they really do intend to get this thing done. And therefore, you and me are going to be accused of the crime of noticing all this stuff, noticing the light rail attacks, noticing the attacks in brawls at the Minnesota State Fair and Valley Fair and the Mall of America. So for noticing this stuff out loud and objecting to it, we're going to be accused of a crime and investigated. Is that amazing or what?
This is how it happens. What they want to do is they want to avoid the law. They put themselves in the victim position, just like we're seeing today. When they do that, they all of a sudden begin to tear down the law. But what people don't understand, and this is totalitarian methods, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're the ones perpetuating the crime. And what it is they have created a language outside of law. And it's interesting, they swore to uphold the law. And if the American people knew the law, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing today. But they want to equate the law abiders that actually call them out for their crimes as the hater, as if to suggest using constitutional law against their crimes and their subversive and treasonous acts, let's call it for what it is. They want the American people to believe that we're haters for actually standing on the side of the law, Bob. That's
well,
what's happening here.
And earlier you mentioned the Southern Poverty Law Center, a disgraced group of people in and of themselves, and Antifa and the rest of them. You should have seen this press conference last week, Bradley. It's unbelievable. You had the LGBT group. You had the Anti-Defamation League Jewish, not really Jewish, but they're there. And you had Minnesota Care. I mean, you talk about strange bedfellows. And then you have Ron Latz, who panders to the St. Louis Park community and as a state senator, and Hornstein, same problem. But my goodness gracious, they actually believe that they're going to get this thing through the Senate. And I've already put myself on a list, and I hate going to the Capitol. I really do. After all those years down there, it makes me sick to my stomach to think about going. But I'm on the list when it goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they have never seen anybody like me come to the table. I'm well armed.
Yeah. Hey, I got another question for you, Bob. Was it and is it not true that in St. Cloud some time ago, CARE actually hooked up with the likes of the FBI that were actually trying to side with them and their subversive acts against the American people? It's interesting. We have the Muslims that are coming into America, and after they get the help that they need or supposed help that they say they need, they begin to attack that system. And we're seeing this all across the world right now because they're using the Muslims as a political battering ram to upend their form of government so they can establish a new government. But with that said, is it not true that the FBI was invited to be a part of that panel that CARE had as well, Terror-Tied CARE as well in the city of St. Cloud? Was that, is that not true, Bob?
Yeah. Absolutely. And when they knew we were coming to film it and record it, they canceled it within a matter of like 6 hours and claiming that there were security problems. And it wasn't just the fellow representing the FBI, Mr. Melcher. It was also somebody. It was the police chief in St. Cloud. You got to be kidding me! And then the commissioner for the Department of Human Rights, Rebecca Lucero, and yes, sitting on the stage with all these people, Jelani Hussein with Minnesota CARE, and he's one of the most deplorable human beings I've ever encountered. In fact, I referenced him at the Minnesota History Center after he was conducting this Islam 101 Schmooze program presentation. I referenced him as smooth, and he is smooth. He's an incredibly gifted grifter. And when I said that to him, and I was smiling when I said it to him, he looks at me, he called me, he says, you're a racist. And I looked at him, I said, really? Smooth is the code word for racist now because I object to your behavior and your antics? I don't think so.
Is it not true, in closing this part of the segment here, Bob, is it not true that Jelani Hussein, director for Minnesota Terror-Tied CARE, is also sitting on some board with the governor, Tim Walz, who wants to make Minnesota a sanctuary state?
Absolutely. He sits on the commissioner's, the governor's transition team. That was right from the jump when Walz took over as governor. He included him as part of the governor's transition team, and he sits on this board that basically sits around with Ellison and the rest of them and conspires to ruin life as we know it in the state of Minnesota and try to get away with it extra legally, and they hate stories that get outside of Minnesota. So I applaud you for what you're doing, and I write a lot and shotgun this stuff out to my national sources. I'm going to continue to do that, continue to fight for my kids, my grandkids, this Constitution, both Minnesota as well as the United States Constitution. This is ridiculous.
It's beyond that. And one more point, Bob. Is it not true that Keith Ellison wants to bring in 300% more Somalis into the state of Minnesota?
Well, he doesn't have to actually breathe real heavy to get that done. The secondary migration stampeding from other states around the country that have caught wind of this nonsense have cut them off in terms of welfare, and they are coming to Minnesota for absolute sanctuary where they can get away with any kind of crime whatsoever, whether it's stealing from the Minnesota Department of Human Services, transmitting money, wire transfers to overseas to support overseas terrorists, LRT attacks, so much so that the operators on the light rail transit are afraid to go to work now. Attacks at the University of Minnesota, Minnesota State Fair brawls, Valley Fair brawls, Mall of America attacks.
You just can't make up what's going on here, friends.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says he's not concerned after possibly having contact with a member of Brazil's delegation over the weekend who has the coronavirus.
We did nothing very unusual. We sat next to each other for a period of time, had a great conversation. He's doing a terrific job in Brazil, and we'll find out what happens. I guess they're being tested right now. Let's put it this way. I'm not concerned.
Speaking at the White House, the president also says he's canceling some of his campaign rallies.
We canceled one that we were thinking about doing in Las Vegas, as you know, and one in Reno, Nevada. We have a big one in Tampa also. I think we'll probably not do it because people would say it's better to not do.
The sell-off continues on Wall Street as in afternoon trading, the Dow is down over 1,500 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you to my friend Robert Carrillo for doing what he does here in the state of Minnesota. Rest assured, friends, it's not just Minnesota. It's not an isolated incident. We know that there's 18 other governors across the United States of America that want to open the floodgates to those that are coming in from the Middle East into your prospective countries. Like I told you, 15 years ago, the homosexuals were being used as a political battering ram to upend our U.S. Constitution. And like I'm telling you now, they've taken it a step forward, right? The Hegelian dialectic, two steps forward, one step back. And now they're using the Muslims to do this on a global scale. Notice this was a global agenda with the whole sodomite agenda. Remember that? It happened all over the world at the same time to the six corporations that run the media propaganda outlets through the useful idiots that are giving you misinformation all day long. But it started out with a gay agenda, demoralize the people, just like the Russian defector told us that they would do. And what was behind that, friends? Well, the Muslims, in every perspective, they're part two of the agenda to upend, right? Remember what John Adams, the President of the United States of America, said. He said that our Constitution is made for a religious, a Christian people, a religious and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Friends, what is it that we don't get? I mean, it's all right there in front of our friends, right? Or our faces, I'm sorry. Let me say this. I want to say a couple things about what we were listening to during the break. It's interesting how the mainstream media now has your attention as to what's going on a global scale, as if to suggest Donald Trump is now the president of the globe, right? He is not. He's the president of the United States of America, nor does he have delegated authority from we the people to police the world, nor have they received delegated authority to do thousands of things that the federal government is now doing, but they act outside of their scope of authority, which makes them outlaws. It's interesting to note that they're talking about what's going on outside of America to only divert you as to what's actually happening here. Well, they are giving you the information that another country is being dealt with. Keep in mind, you're the ones that are under attack. Have you ever heard that? Whenever there's a big story in the media, look from the story they are trying to distract you from. That's exactly what's happening today. Wanted to let you know, too, with that, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just yesterday, friends, that Donald Trump, through omission of the mainstream media, you didn't hear a peep about it, he deployed over 20,000 American troops over into Europe. Did you hear about that? Nope, you didn't. How many other things have been omitted? America, come on, we can do this thing. We got to get smart, right? Like they say on the East Coast, we're smart. 93% of Muslims will not express support for the U.S. Constitution. How could it be otherwise? How could it be otherwise? And I'm talking about the U.S. Constitution. I'm talking about those that sit in some capacity in government in America today. And there's a whole list of them. I don't have all day to talk about them, but there's a whole list of the Muslims that have taken office. And I'm going to read something here for you really quick, and I want you to listen carefully. But before I do that, I also want to let you know, friends, there's over 174 House Democrats, if you're caught up into the unconstitutional party affiliations, right? Divide and conquer, Mark 325. It's just reported on sonsoflibertymedia.com that your governments, your representatives, are saying that convicted terrorists must not be barred from working for the criminal TSA. For those that don't know, the TSA is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's a pretended authority at the airports. It's also interesting to note that when you go into Minneapolis Airport now, who is actually officers in the TSA? They're using those, friends, that you have been told for 18 years by the mainstream media as the terrorists. They're using Muslims now to frisk the American people, namely in the state of Minnesota. I also seen this in Atlanta, Georgia as well, right after September 11th. America, you're being laughed at for what you're tolerating here. I remember when I was a little kid, if my uncle or my aunt came in from the airport, we could walk through a scanner. It would take us, you know, just literally just walk right through it and go into the airports, and the stewardess was, they would let us sit down in the airport. That was, or in the airplane. It was like the coolest thing since sliced bread, especially as a little kid. Now the worst thing about traveling, friends, is actually having to go through the TSA, because if you, let's just call it for what it is. You look at those people that work for the TSA, do they look like they're normal, or are they using the baser sort? Because if they were normal, they wouldn't be violating your God-given rights, friends, the Bill of Rights. And I want you to listen carefully to me, friends. The TSA is a pretended authority. It has no constitutional authority whatsoever. And by the way, the airports do not have to have the TSA. Nor, let me remind you, how many of these TSA agents have been busted for crimes against the very people that they're supposed to be frisking, right? Or scanning so they can go on the airplane. I also want to say this. Many, 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 many of these TSA agents have been busted. Drug trafficking, theft, molestation, the list goes on. Okay, this is what you get when you refuse to follow the rule of law. You get these criminals that call themselves TSA agents, the TSA in general. It's also interesting to note that the TSA, friends, has not stopped one since 2001, September 11, 2001. They have not stopped one terror attack, not one. How could it be otherwise? You're going to have to read into that one because I'm not going there right now. But check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. We just highlighted a whole bunch of articles. Also watch us live on YouTube on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or before it's news. Now let's get to this. This is Hassan Al-Banna, okay? This is what he said. He said it is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, but to impose its law, Sharia law. 68% of those that are coming into America prefer Sharia law over the U.S. Constitution. He said it's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. This is coming right out of their own mouths. I'm not making this stuff up, okay? I also want to tell you what Dr. Mamoun Fandi, as Middle East expert on network of organizations around the Muslim Brotherhood, such as CARE and others in the United States of America, this is what he had to say. He said the West is tremendously naive about the danger of these various Islamic organizations. Let me say it again. The West, that's us, is tremendously naive about the danger of these various Islamic organizations. Okay? This is an expert, friends. For what most people think is a joke, you better understand that he's calling you naive. To those churches in America, the Catholic Charities and Lutheran Social Services that are hooked up hand in glove with the government to sell you out, America, and handing your country over to a bunch of foreigners that mean to dominate, I didn't say it, Hassan Al-Abana did, right? It's interesting to note, friends, that they are the ones that are naive concerning what it is that they're bringing not only upon us, but upon themselves. They just haven't figured that out yet because they haven't looked to Europe, because they haven't looked to Sweden, because they haven't looked to Germany, because they haven't looked to the UK. That's all you have to do. And it's interesting, that information has a hard time getting over here, over into the States and the United States of America. Why is that? Because they don't want you to see what they're doing in these prospective countries, friends. And this isn't racism. This is called common sense. Racism is man-made, friends. It's not it's not biblical in any sense of the word. The Lord said all nations are one blood, found in Acts 17:26. Read it when you get a moment. Now listen to this. 50 years ago, I could have and probably would have been called a conspiracy theorist for warning Americans of the coming judgments upon this country through the people that the Lord is using to do so. You can read Deuteronomy 28:15-68. These subversive Muslims that are not here to assimilate, but to rather conquer, right? Well, just ask them, because they'll tell you, and by the way, they are, because we just found out that 93% of them that are in government capacity in the United States of America, they will not express support for the U.S. Constitution. Yet they swore to do so, but people need to understand, first and foremost, they put their hand on the Quran, not on the Bible. Which means you're no longer under the blessings, America. Now you're under the curse. Just follow these people, and you'll see the trail of desolation that follows them. Now, today, theory is far from the information laid before you, for we see this all playing out before our eyes in real time. Theory, no. Listen to me carefully. Theory, no. Conspiracy, yes. Jeremiah 11:9. Read it when you get a moment. Now, Jihad Watch just reported on this. He reported that 93% of Muslim public officials, as they call themselves, would not express support for the Constitution that they swore to uphold. Now, again, America, listen carefully as to what nobody wants to talk about, just like the gay agenda. Now look what it's about, friends. Just what I told you it was going to be about. They want to make your children a prey. They want to subject them to their abominable lifestyles. Well, it's the same thing happening here, okay? Listen carefully. I want to say it again. Listen carefully. I didn't say this. It's more than just about having three Muslims in Congress. I think symbolically it has great value, but I won't rest until 2020. We have five more members of Congress. 2022 and 2024, we have 10 more Muslims in Congress. In 2030, we have about 30 to 35 Muslims in Congress. Then we're talking about Madam Chair Rashida Tlaib. We're talking about Madam Chair Ilhan Omar. He said, he used an expletive, he said, we could be saying Speaker of the House Ilhan, Speaker of the House Rashida Tlaib, Senator Rashida, Governor Ilhan, President Fatima, Vice President Aziza. Okay? I mean, folks, this is what he's saying. Then he said, Allah, appointed his finger back to God, his God, okay, which is no God. Read 1 Timothy 4:1, and he finishes with this. Each and every one of us has a directive to represent Islam. Okay? In all of our imperfections, but to represent Islam and let the world know that Muslims are here to stay, speaking of America, and Muslims are a part of America. And we will have a Muslim caucus that is sizable, that is formidable, and that it is there for you. Who said that? U.S. Congressman Andre Carson at the CARE Community Congressional Reception, January 10th, 2019. And again, I want to remind you that we just found out that this administration just times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama with tens of millions of dollars is funding these organizations in the United States of America under Donald Trump's administration. I just wanted to make clear that you understood, reported that of Tom Fitton's Judicial Watch. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break. We're going to finish this up. One more segment to go.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. By the way, hey, Judah, talking to my son, will you get Stephanie, please? Really quick, friends, final segment. We're talking about 93% of Muslims that will not express support or exhibit support for the U.S. Constitution. I got one question I want to ask everybody in this country that's listening to me, or if you're outside of this country, we broadcast into 53 countries as well. How many need to be planted in American government or in your government before people actually respond? Are you going to be like France that's finally figuring out what this is all about? Are you going to be like Germany where their backs are up against the wall, where they literally have lost everything before they finally figure out what this is all about? You see your said representatives doing this, America. I want you to go ahead and highlight this in just a couple moments as to what we're going to be doing tomorrow in the state of Minnesota. We don't get to spend a lot of time here, so we are going to be here in Minnesota, and I'm going to have my wife actually share with you that information in just a moment. But I want to finish this segment up with this. How many need to be planted, namely subversive Muslims, in American government? It's an oxymoron. It's antithetical. It's in stark contrast to our government, friends. How many need to be planted before the people respond in this country? I can't answer that question. Only you can answer that question. Okay? You heard what Andre Carson at the CARE Community Congressional Reception said on January 10th, 2019. Folks, you need to understand that people in public office at the local, state, and federal levels are mandated to take an oath of office that requires them to swear or affirm to support the U.S. Constitution. That's what they all do, okay? This is based on Article 6, Clause 3 of the Constitution, the Oaths Clause. The senators and representatives in Congress before mentioned, and the members of several state legislators and all executive judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. But we can clearly see that that's not what they're doing. As David Shistakas noted, sounds Russian, this constitutional requirement is binding upon every government representative in the United States, from state governors and judges to members of city councils, police officers, firefighters, or board members of mosquito abatement districts and library boards. I also want to say, friends, because again, I don't want to leave it where everybody's thinking it, but nobody's saying it. But that's not my job. We are not only going to be held accountable for what we say before God, Hebrews 9:27, but we're also going to be held accountable for what we don't say, okay? I want people to understand that we already see in the United States of America, this is becoming the norm. When we see representatives, regardless of their capacity or where they sit, it's become the norm for the American people to just subject themselves to those that are actually committing the act of treason against we the people. They are transgressing the very enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution that they swore to uphold. They are the ones tearing it down. And you need to understand, again, take it above all of this junk that they keep throwing down on us, but it is happening. This is a reality in America today, friends. You need to understand that what they are doing, friends, is tearing down the Constitution in hopes of erasing for the up-and-comings their history. And we see that happening in public schools too. But they are tearing down the Constitution in hopes that you don't know the difference as they recreate it in their global image. That is, in fact, what's happening today in America. That's exactly what's happening. And let me tell you this, friends, it's called treason. Okay. Either you're going to deal with those that are committing the act of treason lawfully, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, or you're not. Because, folks, there is, in this particular situation, no in-betweenites. You're either going to stand up and fight the good fight of faith with your works, right? James 2:14 through 26, and going back to my first quote of Scripture was 1 Timothy 6:12. If you think that somehow or another everything's just going to maintain as you, through your apathy, just hand the baton or the headship of government, those that we delegated authority to, namely representatives, that's not what we're addressing here. We're addressing those that mean to conquer us. But if you mean to just go ahead and do nothing, rest assured, these people will enslave your posterity. It's a fact. It's a fact. Matter of fact, Ilhan Omar, if I'm correct in saying this, friends, she's the one that said every white man needs to be enslaved, chained. Do you understand what you're tolerating, America? Do you understand what you're trying to run from right now? Do you understand what your said representatives are trying to get you to subject to? They're the ones that are derelict of duty. They're folks, they're derelict of duty when it comes to their posts. These are the ones that are selling you out first and foremost to those that mean to come in and undermine who we are as a people through Sharia law. It's happening now in America, okay? It's happening now, and I know that you would rather hear, many people would rather hear this message from some little girl from a different country or some lady that wants to think that she's Farrah Fawcett with a smiley face and a pretty voice rather than somebody actually telling you with a little authority. I understand that, but the fact of the matter is, sin is unmanned man. Has it not? That's why we have so much effeminacy in this country. But it's time for the men of God that call themselves patriots and or conservatives, all derived from the Christ, right? Extracted from the Christ, for you to stand up and play the man on the behalf of your families, your wives, and your children, and your grandchildren. Because if you don't, you will not have a future. That's just a fact. Again, look to Europe. That's all you have to do, man. as to understand the severity as to what's taking place here in your own backyard. These constitutional requirements, friends, apply to everybody. And the problem that we have is we've let one in, and now there's going to be two, and then there's going to be three, just like Andre Carson said. And it's called a siege. It means a slow takeover. And it's interesting. Muslim Andre Carson doesn't even realize the verbiage that he's using, but he's being used because America will no longer submit themselves to the chastisements of God. Now the Lord says they don't want to listen to it this way. This is how it's going to come now. He's using Scripture. He's talking about incrementally taking over government in America. He's talking about Madam Chair Rashida Tlaib. He's talking about Madam Chair Ilhan Omar, right? Or how about this? We could be saying Speaker of the House Ilhan Omar or Speaker of the House Rashida Tlaib. Why has this not been stopped by this current administration, friends? Because he's funding it. Folks, you have to do for yourselves what they're not going to do for you. The only thing that they're doing, friends, is trying to deceive you, to trick you out of your God-given rights by acting like this is no big deal. This is going to fall to your children. That's why we must stand up today. Play the man, man. For goodness sakes, play the man. Enough. We heard Bob Carrillo. What was he talking about? The treasonous acts of what? The attorney general and the state working hand in glove with Teartide Care and the SPLC, the hate group, right? What are they trying to do? They're trying to criminalize anybody that stands on the side of the law that exposes them for their crimes against that law. If people would think things through, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. Friends, I love you enough to tell you the truth with my actions, okay? 1 John 3:18, 93% of Muslims that are going into office are not upholding the Constitution. They're attempting to tear it down, period.
Well, we know that we have a job to do, and it's interesting because we do this kind of work all across the United States. We've got different events and things. We go from the north, south, east, and west, and we are actually going to be in our own backyard, which is nice to be able to be involved with what's going on in our own state of Minnesota. We heard so much about today. So, for all of you Minnesotans out there, please join us this Friday, which will be tomorrow, March 13th, at the Oak Lawn Town Hall in Brainerd, Minnesota. Again, the time is 7 p.m. It's this Friday, tomorrow. For those of you that have been wanting to hear Bradley speak, hear this message up close, personal, one-to-one, see what we can do about the problem.
We don't get a lot of opportunity at home here.
It's amazing because we spend so much time outside the state of Minnesota. It's nice to actually be in Minnesota. So I would not want you who are in that area to miss out on this event. So again, tomorrow, March 13th, I want to say this as well. Usually when Bradley speaks, the number one response we get from people is, I wish I would have brought more people.
Every time.
So don't regret and be like, oh, I should have brought my coworker, my husband, my wife, my kids. I wish I would have brought so-and-so. Get on the phone right now. Call your loved one. Call whoever you're thinking and say, hey, I just found out that Bradley's speaking near us, and we've got to go. We got to make it a point to be able to go. It's seldom that he's able to be here in our own backyard. Let's make it a point to do this thing. So again, Brainerd, Minnesota. Also, refreshments will be served, which is nice.
Cool.
It's nice to have a little bit of that going on, too, as well.
Yeah.
And we've been preparing this for this for some time, so we're excited about being able to be in our own backyard. And
yeah,
want
be
you
prepared
to
get lit. John Wesley used to say that he'd set himself on fire every morning so the world can come watch me burn. Do the same.
And you're going to also get lit and informed, but be prepared also to do something about the problems that we see. It's not enough to complain about it on Facebook. It's not enough to complain to your husband, wife, or coworker. It's time for us to get involved in what's going on today so we can have a future for our posterity for generations to come. So we hope to see you there.
Hey, folks, I also wanted to let you know, don't forget about, some of my live chat friends want me to convey this, there's 35 jihadi camps in America that you haven't heard a word or a peep about through the mainstream media since 2009, and that was CNN and Fox News. Keep your powder dry, friends. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.